playing together or playing against each other, and I just had no idea. And then when I saw he committed to Fort Scott, I was like, a couple of my friends knew him, and that's where I figured out and put two and two together that we've been playing against each other our whole lives.
For a long time.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. And what is the experience like at Fort Scott? Because, you know, I've learned a lot about it since this summer, trying to learn about you guys, the Greyhounds. You know, what is that program like? And, you know, obviously you're there to play some ball.
Yes, sir. It's basically just baseball and school. That's all there is to do there. If you love the outdoors, it's a place for you to go. But I got to shout out my coach, Sean Hill. He's hard to play for, but you end up loving the guy, and it's a fun place to play.
Well, I know when Rick Bassetti is putting this team together, he talks to those coaches, and he finds out what they want out of you this summer, and they wanted you to learn a life other than the one behind the dish. It's the hardest thing to do for a catcher to learn. Other people don't understand, you know, when you're a catcher, you're the heart and soul of a game. It's different in the outfield, and you have all the tools, but you worked hard at it this summer.
Yes, sir. I feel like I've gotten a lot better in the outfield. It's coming a lot easier, because when I first got here, I think the first game of the year, I missed the first pop fly I got. And ever since then, I just looked at it as a stepping stone and just keep going up from there and just trying to do the best I can out there and see what happens from there.
And, you know, part of the grind is while you had an ankle injury that limited you in college, and now then you get here and you dive for a ball, and, you know, you had a jammed wrist there for a while, and I know that takes a while to get over, but you want to get your cuts in.
Yes,
so
sir.
It's like you don't really want to take any time off. And are you frustrated at all that you haven't really been 100% this summer?
For the most part, it's pretty frustrating because I want to be out here to help the team win. And when you're in the dugout, you're just like, wow, like, I wish I was out there giving it my all to help the team and helping myself get better. And, I mean, we live and learn, and I guess I just have to learn from it and just enjoy sitting back when I have to.
Well, you've been in the lineup. I think you're in the lineup tonight. I think you're back in the outfield in right field tonight, I believe, if you haven't seen the lineup card. That's what I was told. Does that sound right?
I'm not going to be playing tonight.
Oh, you're not playing tonight?
No,
tell me why.
I'm not playing tonight because during BP, I ended up hurting my wrist again.
Again, jammed
it
up. So scratch on that lineup. I haven't announced the lineups yet, so that's a scoop. That's bad news. I'm back, but you'll be back hopefully tomorrow. Get some ice on it and be back out there this next month. It's less than a month now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to accomplish? I'm guessing you want to string some good games together with the bat going out.
Oh yeah, for sure. I just want to get more consistent with the bat because I've been a little stringy and off and on, because some games I go 3 for 4 and then there's other games I go 0 for 4 with 4 Ks, and I just want to limit the Ks and put more balls in play, and that's the most you can do from there.
There have been some pretty inspiring guys on this team, guys like Tyler Thompson, his story. I know you probably made some friends this summer. Tell me about some of the other guys on this team that you've gotten to know. You can't mention them all, but, you know, there have been some great stories here.
Well, for the most part, Andy and Tyler have been my biggest role models in the outfield, because any question I ask them, they're always there for me, and they always tell me what to do. And at the beginning of the year, and still up to this day, Tyler still directs me in the outfield and puts me in the right spot to make the plays. And anytime I'm in the right field, Andy's always right by my side in BP, telling me if I'm making a good step or good reads to the ball. And just like, no matter what, Tyler will always be there for you, and he's just a really good guy. You can ask him for anything, and he'll be there for you.
Well, that's part of the experience, being a part of any team, and I hope it's been a great one for you this summer. Looking for a big finish for you. Rest it tonight, get healthy, get back in that lineup, and we'll enjoy following you moving forward.
Yes, sir. I'm excited to see this game tonight. Hopefully we pull out a dub.
All right. Well, one last thing. I do understand that your family is able to listen in. I know we occasionally see remarks on Facebook, too. Anything you want to say to them back in Texas?
I just want to say I love all y'all, and yeah, I'm lost.
That's
I don't
pretty
know
good.
What else to say.
He's without words on that. I think he's just glad you're able to keep up with him. Thanks again, Jacob.
Thank you.
Take care of the wrist. All right, we'll
yes,
be back
sir.
With the lineups. We got a little secret. Machuca's not in it, unfortunately, tonight. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah! Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Yes, they're playing the audio from the moon landing 50 years ago today, playing it over the loudspeaker. I remember sitting with my family in front of that little TV on our blue shag carpet there in Tucker, Georgia. We were from the Midwest, but had moved down to Georgia and watching that. And that moment changed pretty much as everybody's life. And they're playing some of that on the loudspeaker tonight as the Colt 45s get set to take on the Northwest Star Nighthawks out of Portland. We've been calling them the Portland Stars, but I guess that's more officially their Northwest Star Nighthawks. Let's give you the starting lineups for the Nighthawks. Jack Fletcher back in center field. Brooks Dyer is at second base. Case Ogata is the designated hitter. Cole Posey is at shortstop. Taylor Burcham over at first base tonight. Hitting sixth is Connor Schaefer. He's their third baseman. Carson Doyle in left. It's Luke Farah behind home plate. And Jeremy Martin, the Jeremy Martin out in right field batting ninth. Chayton Whitwright will be on the mound for them. On the mound for the Colt 45s, Eamon Velarde. Velarde comes into the game with a two-win, three-loss record. He pretty much would have been considered the ace of the staff until he went to Hawaii, missed a couple of weeks, and he struggled a little bit to regain his form since that time. But his last start was more Velarde-like. He went five innings. Although he gave up nine hits and five earned runs, those nine hits were at least a half a dozen of them were infield hits. Five earned runs, two strikeouts, and three walks in that contest. So he's on the hill tonight, the big right-hander, and he's set to get things started off. We'll take a look at the defensive alignment in the field in just a moment. But Jack Fletcher, who was 3-for-6 with three runs batted in last night, takes the first pitch over for a strike. Fletcher, right-handed batter out of Clark College. Facing Velarde from Feather River College by way of Wairika. That pitch is over for a strike, 1-1. big right-hander, 6'5", 210 pounds. He might be a little more than 210. I'll have to check with Eamon on that. As his seventh start of the summer, he's pitched exclusively from a starting spot in the rotation. That one was over for a strike as well. And a 6.03 earned run average, which has gone up a little bit in those last three starts. Swung on, fouled out of play. Fastball, slider, changeup. Occasionally he'll throw a slur, but that's pretty much the fastball, slider, changeup. Left field, 320 down the line, 310 down the line in right, 406 to dead center. The flags on the corner of Cypress and Grape. Of course, tonight is the third game of a four-game set between these two teams. Power rallies, 358 in left center, 370 in right center field. So 2-2 count now coming to Jack Fletcher. Fletcher, the little right-handed batter. They have him listed at 5'11", 175, probably a little bit more like 5'9", maybe. Who am I? I'm not a pediatrician, nor am I a doctor. I don't know what being a child doctor would have to do with it, but I don't think he's 5'11". Anyway, that one's 3-2. Missed a little bit up. And here's the pitch from Velarde. High chopper to the mound. Eamon fields it. Makes the easy throw. That's out number one. So here is your defensive alignment for the Colt 45 tonight and some major changes, and changes we haven't seen, and they're really due to injury. You heard that Jacob Machuca, our pregame interview, I found out in the middle of the interview that he banged up that wrist a little bit, so he is not in the lineup tonight. Over at first base tonight is Chris Brew. At second, Connor McCoy. At shortstop, Brendan Roop. Over at third is Julian Kodama. Here's Brooks Dyer, the second baseman. First pitch to him is over for a strike. Out in the outfield is where the changes are. Now, Kyle Schrodel has played out there quite a bit. He did earlier in the season. He's out in left to start things off. Andy Baena's natural position of center field tonight because Tyler Thompson also being bothered. I believe it's a right wrist injury. So he's a scratch from the lineup tonight, available, I guess, as an emergency. But Baena starting in center field. And out in right field tonight is Tanner Tweet. That one fouled back to the screen. A ball and two strikes to the right-handed hitting Brooks Dyer. Dyer was 2-for-4 last night with two runs batted in. He hit one of a couple of home runs in the game. For the Nighthawks, that one's high and tight, 2-2. Dyer hit one, Cobb hit one. Edwards for the Colt 45s, Peyton Edwards, who will be the DH tonight. And hit third, I believe. This one swung on, missed. He got him with the breaking ball. Strike three. Chase Ogata now, the designated hitter. He's played first base the last couple of nights, I believe. He was over there last night. Stocky right-handed batter. Ogata, 6'1", 230. One of several players with Boise State ties on this team. Boise State baseball. Right-handed hitter. First pitch from Velarde. Swung on, foul back. Now the Colt 45s are wearing the gold vests tonight. That's the white cap, black bill, gold vest with dark sleeves, black sleeves, and the white home pants. The visitors wearing the black jerseys with white trim and white numerals, and gray bottoms, and they wear a black hat. This one hit sharply towards third, bit foul. 0-2. Now Velarde hides the ball well over the summer. His big guy's grown a pretty solid beard. And at Feather River College, they're hoping to turn him into a starter this year. Give him an opportunity to set himself up for a four-year school, which is the job of summer collegiate baseball programs. 0-2 pitch. That one tried to get him to go up the ladder. He didn't. 1-2. Ogata was 0-for-2 last night with the run scored. He had a sacrifice fly and a run batted in, 0-for-4 the previous night. So he's looking for his first hit against the Colt 45s. Not going to get it there as he swings and misses way out in front on the changeup. 1-2-3, top of the first. That's the way we like it. Colt 45s and the Northwest Nighthawks out of Portland. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Bob on the first at Tiger Field. Colt 45's coming to bat for the first time. No score in the game against the Northwest Nighthawks. Portland Stars is what we have them out on the roster, but I guess they've kind of changed their name and not intentionally trying to confuse anybody. They're sending a left-hander out on the hill tonight, Chayton Whitwright. Whitwright out of Clark Community College. We'll get you some numbers on him in a minute, but first let's look at the Colt 45's batting order. Andy Bayana back at the top of the order now with Thompson out tonight. Don't know if he'll be back tomorrow or not, but hopefully so. Kodama is hitting second in the playing third base. In the three-hole tonight, Peyton Edwards, who came back from his knee injury, has been working on it and stepped into the DH role and hit a home run last night. Had a couple of hits, in fact. Tanner Tweed is out in right field. He'll bat cleanup. Brendan Roop, the shortstop, hitting fifth tonight. Chris Brew in the sixth spot. Kyle Strodel out in left, hits seventh. Nick Horsley, the catcher, batting eighth. And Connor McCoy at second base, batting ninth. So Andy Bayena comes to the plate. Been pretty consistent this year for the Colt 45s. He's hitting 301. One homer, 23 runs batted in, second on the team in several categories, including walks, has an on-base percentage of 456. Shows bunt in the first pitch. Nothing doing. So defensively, for the Nighthawks, Burcham's at first, Dyer at second, Posey back at shortstop tonight, Schaefer is over at third, Doyle at in left field, Fletcher in center, Jeremy Martin in right field tonight, Luke Farah the catcher, and Chayton Whitwright, the left-handed pitcher. That one, pretty good fastball, swung on and missed, and 0-2 the count. Whitwright has appeared as a position player against the Colt 45s, but obviously the first look at him as a pitcher. Swung on, popped up left side. Doyle takes a couple of steps to his right and finally makes the catch. He was a little bit leery on it for a minute, but was able to pull it in, no problem. That brings up Julian Kodama, who extended his season-long hitting streak, for him anyway, to 18 games last night. He has hit in every game he's played for the Colt 45s. He has hit safely. Kodama batting 370. No homers, 12 runs batted in. Left-handed batter, Seattle University. That one fouled back, out of play. First pitch, 0-1 the count. Whitwright, left-handers, a little bit of the sun shadow starting to creep over the field. So the left-handed pitcher, this one's over for a strike, 0-2. Is beginning to streak across the field. Most of the field still in the sun. Home plate is in the shadow. Now, Whitwright is pitching his sixth game, his second start for them. He's 2-0 this summer with a 2.38 earned run average. So he's pitched well in summer ball for them this year. Now he has a 1-2 pitch missed to Kodama. The left-hander awaits. Fastball swung on, looped left side, fair foul, just goes foul. Our umpires tonight, behind home plate, Blake Ayers. Out in the bases, Thomas Hutler. I believe, is that Thomas? Is that Thomas or Jimmy? Jimmy Richards. I'll double check that. I believe it is Hutler. left-hander, the nice big wind, brings his leg up high, knocked back up the middle. He knocks it down, but Kadama moves well, and he beats it out. An infield hit. That is now 19 straight games that Kadama has reached on a hit. That brings up Peyton Edwards, who rejoined the club after missing a couple of weeks, in fact, with the knee ligament strains. I was going to double check and see when he played his last game before the injury. And don't believe he's played in the month of July, to be honest. He's had a couple of games where he had to sit out. No, he did play at the end of June, of course. First pitch to him, misses, it's a ball. He's a right-handed hitter. Announced yesterday he's going to be going to play college baseball at Cal State Monterey Bay for the Otters. It's a program that's already, in about 10 years or so, they've already had seven or eight guys sign professional contracts or be drafted. So it's a good place for him. This pitch swung on, blooped right side, but foul. A little bit more of a slide step for Whitwright out of the stretch. Looking to see when Edwards played his last game with the team. I think it was back on the 28th of June, before last night. So he's been working on that knee and strengthening the knee since then. He was able to step in as a DH last night. Two at-bats. He had an infield hit and a home run. So he's getting the chance tonight. But he had been hitting very well before that. It did a grand slam, I think, in a game just before the injury. So kind of came at a bad time. Peyton on the season hitting .255 this summer, but two homers, 14 runs batted in. Good slugging percentage of .456. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Fouled that one off. Runner was going. He went to Red Bluff High School and part of that great program. And Monterey recruited him out of high school, but he wanted to play every day. And they do have a habit down there. And a lot of four-year schools will ask a freshman to sit. So he wanted to get some at-bats instead. And so Peyton chose Shasta College. And he had a good season for them last year. Led the Knights in batting average and slugging percentage. He's 6 foot, 175 pounds. Next pitch was a ball. Now 2-2. Kadama has a good lead. I think he's going. Nope, he's not. Swung on. Popped right side. Coming over is Martin. He'll camp under it and make the catch in fair territory in shallow, mid-right field, out number two. So Kadama's at first still, and Tanner Tweet now comes to the plate. Tanner was 1-for-3 with an RBI last night. Hitting .256 on the summer, three homers, 11 runs batted in, and 23 games since joining the team. He's had a chance to finally get behind the plate, catch a couple of games last week. He's been needed in other places. Tonight he was needed out in the outfield, so he's out and right. Played first last night, coming off an injury to his hand. This one's hit high towards short, the shortstop behind second base. He'll make the catch for out number three. So a one-out hit goes to waste. They leave that man on base, and we'll go to the top of the second. Still no score. Colt 45s and the Portland Star Nighthawks. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Nice applause from the crowd. Just announced what we were going to talk about, what we will talk about. Sacramento Rivercats pitcher Connor Menez, who's the grandson of Bill Plummer. We've been telling you about his starts. Well, we thought he was going to start last night, and when he didn't start, we wondered if maybe they were holding him back for an opportunity to pitch at the big league level. They made some moves with their pitching staff, and indeed, Bill Plummer's grandson, Connor, is going to be making his major league debut tomorrow night. So that is great news. And Bill Plummer and his wife will be heading down to watch Bill's grandson pitch in San Francisco tomorrow night. So he's earned it. He had a couple of really strong starts his last couple of times out for the Rivercats. And so that's why he didn't pitch last night. Eamon Velarde starting things off, facing the number four hitter, Cole Posey, the shortstop. Now, Posey, right out of high school, he signed with a four-year school with Boise. Posey homered a couple of nights ago. He was 2-for-5 last night, so he's 3-for-9 against the Colt 45s, but he's shown some pretty good pop. 1-1 pitch. Velarde, that was his slider missed. 2-1. Well, Posey signed out of Georgetown, Texas. I think that's in the Austin area. So he will be playing this coming year at Boise State for the Broncos. Takes that one over for a strike, 2-2. So we got some Texas guys in these games here. Eamon Velarde is a Cali boy. That's a big curve. I think that was the slurve called strike three. So he has now whiffed three in a row, dating back to the first inning. Eamon appears to have all his pitches working, and the right-handed batting Taylor Burcham will come to the plate. Burcham, one of the players out of Clark College that plays with him, came in the game last night defensively. The previous game, he had played third base, 1-for-4 in that game, right-handed hitter. Lifts his leg up when he bats. He's kind of deep in the box, kind of just leans back, lifts that front foot up. See if he does it again. I'm not sure if that was his normal thing. Yeah, he picks it up and then steps in, takes that pitch over for a strike. Now, Velarde, early in the season, had the biggest strikeout game I think any pitcher's had for the Colt 45s. I think he whiffed 10 in one of them. Has not gone that deep into a game since. That was probably more pitches than his college coach wanted him to throw, but he was needed that day to go deep, and he did. That one's over for a strike, 1-2. Cole Posey struck out. Now Taylor Burcham fouls that one off. Velarde pretty much in shadow now. But the right field is still a sun field. The bright sun is streaking right on Connor McCoy at second, Chris Brew at first. They're all wearing their sunglasses. Velarde shakes off the pitch and now delivers the 1-2 to Burcham. Swung on and missed. He took something off of it. Four straight strikeouts. So Connor Schaefer will now come to the plate. Schaefer, the long-locked right-handed batter. Schaefer was 1-for-2 last night as their designated hitter. Got hit with a pitch, a couple of pitches, too. So I think he probably has a couple of welts. Tonight he is wearing a black sleeve on his right arm. I don't believe he had that last night. Must have gone to the store, or else he's just breaking out the new one. First pitch is over for a strike. Velarde's staying out in front on hitters. That's, of course, key to anybody. That one's a little low, 1-1. But it is a beautiful night at the ballpark. The flags are quiet out on the flagpole. He took a big cut at that one. I don't know what he was thinking. Didn't catch up to it. 1-2. Schaefer out of Clark College, and yes, indeed, he goes down on strikes. So Velarde strikes out the side. That's five straight strikeouts in the first two innings, and we go to the bottom of the second. Velarde's cruising, and the Colt 45's looking to get on the... You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking.
That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, we're scoreless, heading to the bottom of the second. Colt 45's had a game to forget yesterday. We haven't forgotten it, because it is history, but it was one that they would just as soon move past. They did not play well. They hurt themselves, four errors, and they had seven unearned runs in that contest, and just didn't have the composure that they had shown the previous night when Jacob Marquez took a no-hitter into the seventh in a pitcher's duel with pitcher's duel. The Colt 45s won Thursday night 4-1, but last night lost 11-4. So Eamon Velarde looking to stop that tonight. Brendan Roop stands in, takes the first pitch for a ball. Roop's been struggling, scuffling a little bit. His average down to 300, three homers, 31 runs batted in. There's a 2-0 count. Now we have a 2-1 pitch coming to the right-handed batter. Before this little slump, he really has been the most consistent hitter for the team, I think, this summer. 31 runs batted in, second on the club, second on the team in a bunch of categories. Also leads him in at-bats, hits, slugging percentage is good. Brendan takes a 3-1 pitch now, high and away, ball four. So he's on base, has good speed as well. He hasn't been called on to run as often as some guys. He has 10 stolen bases, third on the club in that category. So leadoff hitter is on with speed for Chris Brew. So the way this lineup is kind of staggered without Thompson, look, you know, he has some run producers down there with Brew and Roop. He's got Edwards up a little higher, so trying to get the table set for these guys. Now Chris Brew with a chance. And Chris has been struggling lately as well. 254. Still leads the team in homers and RBIs. Five homers, 35 runs batted in. Asks for time. Right-handed hitter out of Simpson University. Lefty from the stretch. Looks over at first. Roop, not a huge lead, but does have good speed. That one's bounced up there. He thinks about going, but hesitates. The catcher calls for time. Kyle Schrodel is on deck. Well, that one's over for a strike. 1-1 the count. So as mentioned, same two teams will go at it again tomorrow night. Beautiful night. There's plenty of time to come out and enjoy baseball tonight. Tomorrow night is Little League night. So tomorrow night, the kids, youth baseball and softball, just come on out in your jersey and you get in free. Grown-ups, do not try that. We won't believe you. But tomorrow night's Little League, youth softball and baseball players, that's youth, wear your uniforms. You'll get in free. Make sure there's grown-ups with you. A ball and two strike to count. A little bit bigger lead. He's not going anywhere. Roop, or rather, Brew asks for time. The left-hander, Whitwright, is really taking his time. Shayton Whitwright. Now they're ready to go again. Man at first, nobody out, ball and two strikes to count. That one's bounced up there. This time, Root doesn't hesitate. Throw down to second, on the money, gets him. It did not get far enough away from the catcher, Luke Farah, so they were testing him there, and he handled, he passed that test. I believe that was the shortstop who made the tag. 2-6. So now the base is empty, one out, and Chip Whitwright goes back to the wind. The left-hander's pitch is bounced towards third. Schaefer fields, sails his throw well over the first baseman, who comes down on top of Brew, and they're going to send Brew over to first since it went into foul. It didn't just go into foul territory. It went to out of bounds. Not out of bounds in baseball, but ground rule area. So Brew will go to second. That'll be an error on the third baseman. Kyle Schrodel not coming to the plate. Kyle looking to get the bat going, hitting 177. No homers, 11 RBIs. He's a guy who has taken on a lot of roles and shown a lot of moxie this summer. He and his brother out of Crown College, of course, U Prep High School. Looking in for the sign. The left-hander. Quit right. Now delivers from the stretch. He's all arms and legs when he's doing that. He doesn't have a big kick. He's slide-stepping, but he reaches back and kind of whirls with his glove in front of him. He's a 5'11". They have him listed at 165. Whitwright looks in. Now delivers. That one was up, but Schrodel wasn't biting. Now the pitch. They're kind of trying to keep him close at second. Brew's not going anywhere. That was a fastball, good one on the inside corner for a called strike. So Whitwright trying to find his stance at Clark, but apparently he must have finished a couple of years ago. He looks back. Now delivers. Chopped away foul. Eric Fasking able to scoop it up with his notepad, his scoring pad. Looking in for the sign, working much slower than some of their other pitchers. Chayton Whitwright looks to second. Now he takes a big kick that time and fouls it back. So he's alternating the slide step with the higher kick. He's figured out Brew's not going anywhere. A ball and two strikes now the count. Tonight in the third base club, it's Shasta School of Cosmetology. Family owned and serving the community since 1973. Shasta School of Cosmetology in the third base club pavilion tonight. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. That one's high, 2-2 to Schrodel. Nick Horsley on deck. Schrodel taking his time. Now Kyle's ready. Ready for a pitch. Close stance, right-handed batter. Wearing the long sleeves on both arms. That pitch away. 3-2 now to count. Looked as if they might have been thinking they were putting some kind of pickoff play on. Shortstop went racing over just as the pitcher went in motion. Which, if Schrodel can get around on, it means he had a huge hole on the left side. Posey out there at short. Now here comes a payoff pitch. Off-speed swung on, and missed. He struck him out. That's the second out of the inning. And it brings up Nick Horsley.
Number 34, Nick
Nick was back in the lineup last night, 1-for-4. He has the average up to 128, but he'd really been struggling for a long time. In the last couple of weeks, he's shown a lot of signs of getting out of his first homers, a couple of extra base hits. Right-handed batter, Leverican, Utah. Here's the first pitch to him. Takes a good cut at it. Fouls it back out of play. Connor McCoy would hit next if Horsley can deliver. Nice crowd for a Saturday night. Good to see Jake Mangus. He's actually handling the public address tonight. No ball, one strike pitch. Ooh, got that one past him, 0-2. Good fastball. Horsley stands in 0-2, slightly open stance for the big right-handed batter. Choked up a little bit on the bat. And he gets a fastball, bounces it foul left side. For the Colt 45s, Justin Simonsma is over in the third base coach's box. Brett Miller at first. Brother Brad was out here today. Brett's twin brother Brad, former Colt 45. Of course, he had an emergency pitching assignment early in the season for them when they had were short of arms. But Brad was throwing batting practice today, the left-hander. Knowing the Colt 45s are going to be facing a lefty, he wanted to get a good left-handed arm. No ball, two strike pitch now coming to Horsley. Again, staying alive. That was an off speed. Fouls that one off third base side. Hope you enjoyed your Saturday wherever you are, out on the lake. Maybe you're listening from far away. You got a chance to go to the beach or something. Up here it was pretty warm. But a lot of folks figure out where to go and enjoy their holiday where they can stay cool in the rivers and streams and even the mountains. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Popped up. I got my net, but it's not going to be close. It's in foul territory, and the catch is made by the third baseman, Schaefer. I was ready. I had the net, but nothing doing. And that's out number three. So the Colt 45's got a hit. He's erased. There's an error. He is left on base. We will head down, head now, to the top of the third. No score. Colt 45s and the Northwest Star Nighthawks out of Portland. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on Freeform Radio, KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Scoreless top of the third. Damon Velarde has struck five consecutive batters now for the Colt 45s. And stands in. Still have some of that streaking light with some of that feet again that we had a little bit earlier. So not sure what's going on there. On the other end, there we go. Mother Nature, or just the gods of the mixer board, took care of us. So we're scoreless as we in the top of the third. Colt 45s have had a couple of hits, no hits for, let's do it officially, no runs, no hits, no errors for the Northwest Nighthawks. one error that, as we mentioned, 45s, no runs, one hit, no errors. They should actually have two hits. Did they not give Kodama a hit back in the first? I'll have to check that. I would be surprised because that was off that guy's glove. I don't think that he had a chance to make that play, but I'm not the one who makes the call. First pitch to the right-handed batting Carson Doyle is over for a strike. One of two Doyles on the team. Carson out of Benedictine. 6'2", 210-pounder, takes a cut at that one, strike three. So that's six straight strikeouts for Eamon Velarde, who's dealing now. Velarde, in his last start, we mentioned, showed signs of being his old self. They really need that old self tonight, and they've had it so far in the early going. Brings up Luke Ferrell. He's their catcher tonight. Didn't play last night. He did play the first game in the series. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. He's a right-handed batter. He was 0-for-3 in the first game of the series. Checks his swing, a little bit low. They asked for help. No, I didn't think he went either, 2-0. Going to go back and check that first inning and see if they no, they gave Kodama a hit, so I'm not sure. In the second inning, the other hit should have been, let's see, Roop walked. No, I'll figure it out in a minute. Now, Roop walked. I thought he had, yes, he did walk. I put him down for a single, so he did walk. I remember it now well. Next pitch over. So we've got a 2-2 count while Brent Weber is standing here trying to figure out why I didn't have two hits on the board for why I had two hits on the ball for the Colt 45s. There's a breaking ball a little bit away. Didn't miss by much. Velarde. The lights are now starting to warm up as the shade is taking over the field. The last section's streaking out on right field and second base. That one missed inside. Ball four. First walk issued. First base runner allowed by Velarde. And it brings up Jeremy Martin, their right fielder and number nine hitter.
Number 35, Jeremy
Martin. Didn't play last night. He played the opening night out in center field. 0-for-3. He's a left-handed batter. Another player out of Clark. Not much of a lead for Farah, their catcher, over at first. First pitch over for a strike. I'm guessing Clark's colors are red because the Clark players all seem to have red cleats. I'm just going to take a big leap there. Here comes an 0-1 pitch. Velarde, slide step. It's high. 1-1. Colt 45s looking to get back on the winning track tonight. Early runs have been tough to come by in the last few games for either team. That one was a ball, 2-1. Jeremy Martin, left-handed batter, waits for the 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Actually, that was a changeup, and he was way out in front. It looked like a fastball, and that's what the changeup's supposed to do. Martin hitting 250 this summer for them in 52 at-bats. 2-2 pitch. Oh, he checked his swing but went halfway around. It was the slider, I believe, off speed, and he goes down on strikes. That brings up their leadoff hitter, Jack Fletcher, so that's seven of the last eight guys that he's faced. He's whiffed, and one of the guys in between walked. He's at first base. That's Ferris. So the last seven outs have been strikeouts for Velarde. Right-hander looking in. I think this summer we're also seeing his velocity increase, too. That's a good fastball there. They don't have the gun out tonight. We noticed that the Northwest Star Nighthawks had the radar gun out late last night on one of their pitchers. But Be interested to see how hard Ammon's throwing right now. He seems to be picking up some heat on his fastball. There's a changeup missed inside, 1-1. Now the lights are coming on the field. Velarde looks in for the sign, holds the ball in his pitching hand, not in his glove, while he takes the sign. It rested on his right leg and now comes to his stretch, delivers. That one's fouled back, 1-2. Some guys will hide the ball. Some guys will just keep the ball in their glove. Most guys will have the ball in their hand. Some guys will have the ball in their hand in the glove. Velarde working from the stretch, holds the ball down in front of his right leg as he peers in for the sign. Fletcher taking his time to get back in the box. Shakes off a pitch now. At the belt, sets and delivers. Messed up. Wanted to go with the curve there, or the slider, excuse me, and it's a little high and away. 2-2. So Farah at first base. He's stolen one base for them. He's going here. Fastball swung on and missed. He struck him out. So the side goes down again. On strikes. That is 8 straight batters to go down, or 8 straight outs recorded via strike. They did have a walk, and that man was left on base. We will go now to the bottom of the third. Colt 45s and the Northwest Nighthawks are scoreless at Tiger Field. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, Colt 45's will send Connor McCoy, Andy Bayena, and Julian Kadama to the plate here in the bottom of the third, looking to get on the board. Try to get you up to date on some major league scores tonight.
Leading up for the Colt 45, second baseman number 7.
A couple of games during the day this afternoon. As well, quite a few finals are in. That pitch, a ball. Oakland beat Minnesota 5-4 earlier today. Bouncing ball hit towards third. Schaefer waves at it. Posey fields it, but no chance of getting the speedy McCoy over at first. That'll be an infield hit. Kershaw's really dealing right now against the Marlins for the Dodgers. They're up 6-0. He struck out 7 of the first 9 he faced. He's allowed only 2 hits. That's top of the 6th. Giants lose tonight this afternoon 11-4 to the Mets in San Francisco. Angels and Mariners tied at 2 in Seattle. I think that has you up to date on the West Coast scores. San Diego, that's right. Chicago Cubs beat San Diego 6-5 today. So those are your West Coast scores. We'll get you up to date a little bit later on. So at first, McCoy has good speed. Left-hander looks at him. Not a huge lead, not going over there. First pitch to Bayena is over for a strike. And he flew out to left field his first time up. He's 1-for-7 with a couple of runs batted in this series. 1-for-8 now, excuse me. That one's bounced up there. Didn't get too far away, but McCoy quickly heading off to second base, and this time the catcher Fair was not able to find it quick enough to make a throw. So that one will be a wild pitch. So Baena has a guy in scoring position. And he hasn't hit leadoff in a while, not since Tyler Thompson tried to take a day off a few weeks back. He started the season at the top of the lineup when he and Miggy Marquez were going back and forth, but Marquez has since left with an injury. He, of course, was a shortstop to start things off for the club. One the count. A little behind on that fastball, 1-2. Here comes a 1-2 now. Baena wearing the long dark sleeves. Long sleeves in the heat don't bother him, I guess. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, chopped, third base, foul. Just over the third base bag, but foul. That was not, that had to be inches over there. He kind of took a butcher swing on it, just trying to stay alive, hacked at it. It would have been extra bases for sure with Andy's speed. Nobody out. Colt 45s have had a base runner on each inning, but nothing to show for it yet. The lights are now on at the field. Still no breeze of note on the playing field. And Baena swings at this one, bloops it towards left, but it's playable. Carson Doyle barely has to move from his left field position, so the runner will hold at second. And that's out number one. Brings up Julian Kodama, who did have an infield hit back in the first, extending his hitting streak to 19 games. Left-handed batter has a duck on the pond, as we say. That's a runner out at second base in Connor McCoy. They play him pretty deep in right field. Your center fielder plays shallow, not too deep out in left. Kadama's hit a lot of long balls to the opposite field. He's definitely a gap-to-gap hitter. Fouls that one back. Peyton Edwards on deck. Just one out. Looking in for the sign now, Whitwright. Comes to the stretch. Takes a deep breath. Looks at the runner at second, then delivers a fastball. Slow roller, hit towards second. That'll move the runner to third. McCoy takes a big turn. They are able to get Kadama at first base. McCoy holds over at third base. So that's out number two. So a 2 outs, Peyton Edwards with a chance. He flew out to right field his last time up. As mentioned last night, Peyton returned to the lineup midway through the game, got the last couple of at-bats at DH, and was 2-for-2 with a solo homer and an infield hit. Swings and laces it towards center field. The center fielder coming over dives and does indeed make the catch for out number three. Fletcher, a nice job tracking it down. Thought it was going to fall in, but it didn't. And tip of the cap there to him on that catch in center. No runs, another hit. One man left in scoring position. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Still scoreless at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Brooks Dyer leading it off. It'll be Dyer, Ogata, and Posey here in the fourth. Colt 45's right-hand Raymond Velarde has been solid. He's allowed only one base runner or a walk in the third. First pitch is a little bit away, 1-0. Dyer, the first of his 8 strikeout victims now. Fastball popped up left side. Schrodel, Kyle, backpedaling a little bit. 5 feet in front of the track makes the catch for out number one. First fly ball out of the game against Velarde. And it brings up Case Ogata, who struck out to end the first. Right-handed batter. And we had a Colt 45's pitcher flirt with a no-hitter just 2 nights ago. Jacob Marquez threw 7 1/3 no-hit innings and then gave up a home run. So it blew the shutout, too. This one swung on, lined into the left field corner. It is a fair ball, so that is a hit. Heading towards second base is Ogata. He will slide there, at the last second as Schrodel comes up with a good throw. So a one-out double. So we won't have any of that no-hit magic tonight. First base hit off of him, and the first guy in scoring position while Velarde's on the hill tonight. Their coaching staff, Casey Dyer in the third base box. He's the club manager. Odie Hollingshead, their first base coach. Runner at second, Ogata, runs pretty well. The cleanup hitter is Posey, the shortstop. We mentioned he's just going to start his college career in the fall at Boise State. A 1-0 pitch coming to him. Velarde checks the runner at second. Fastball's a good one, but it's just a little bit away, 2-0. Velarde looking in. He has his sign. Doesn't check the runner this time. It's fouled back. 2-1. As mentioned, a nice crowd out tonight. Third base VIP pavilion is a nice crowd as well. Velarde looks back to second. This time he delivers the plate. That was the changeup. Swung on and missed. 2-2 the count. One down here in the fourth. First base hit off of Velarde. A double has the runner at second. Cole Posey, wide stance, open stance, lifts his leg and then straightens it out as he swings and misses it. That one, strike three. 9 strikeouts. We're just in the fourth inning for Velarde. Amon's dealing tonight. Season high for the team is Velarde. He had 10 strikeouts back in his first start. Actually started in a rainout game, but it was his first start that counted as a pitcher. He had 10 strikeouts in that one. And that's a season high for any pitcher on the team this summer. There's the slider over for a strike. Taylor Burcham standing in. He was a strikeout victim in the second. Looks back to second, and again delivering, and this one's a bouncer hit towards second. McCoy fields it, throws it on to first, and that is out number 3. No runs, a hit, a double, and that runner stranded at second base. Go to the bottom of the fourth, looking to draw first blood here. Colt 45's baseball on KCNR.
Dude, look what just popped up on my timeline.
Dude, I was just thinking about the charbroiled double deals from Carl's Jr. California Classic Double Cheeseburger, Jalapeno Double Cheeseburger, and the Double Cheeseburger.
3 mouthwatering burgers for only $2.99 each.
How did they know we were starving?
How did they know I only have about $2.99 in my wallet?
It's the algorithm, man. He knows everything.
Whoa, wait. Who's the algorithm?
Charbroil Double Deals. Only at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Price higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45 is looking to get on the board here in the fourth. It'll be the cleanup hitter, Tanner Tweet, followed by Brendan Roop and Chris Brew, the 4-5-6 hitters in tonight's lineup. Colt 45s have two hits now after McCoy's infield hit in the third. Right-hand batter Tweet just chomping the swing, but takes it high for a ball. Tanner up to 256 with three homers, 11 runs batted in coming into the game. Swings and misses that one way out in front at the off speed. One ball, one strike pitch coming. Colt 45's fans looking for something to cheer about here. It's been a pretty quiet game. Of course, Eamon Velarde's given them some thrills with all those strikeouts. Two ball, one strike count now coming to Tweet. Wears a pair of weathered batting gloves, takes that one inside. 3-1. Saw that Garcia for the White Sox hit a 459-foot home run today. Wow. And Chris Davis, two-run single for the A's, put them out in front in their game. That one swung on and missed. Now the count at 3-2 on Tweet. Well, Davis has turned out to be some kind of player with the A's. There's the changeup misses. Ball four, didn't miss by much. Tweet has a good eye, and he takes ball four. Brendan Roop now comes to the plate. Tanner runs well. And in fact, the big guy already has, I think, seven steals. Let's double check that. Yeah, seven steals, and you wouldn't think so for a catcher, but he hadn't been playing catcher all that much, and he does. He reminds me of Gerald Laird when he was his age. Good speed. Just a strong power hitter. And Laird, I believe, was a left-handed batter. I could be wrong there, but I saw Laird play at Cypress College in Orange County before he began his career. And watching Tanner catch reminded me of Laird a little bit. He had a long major league career. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Roop. That one's inside, a little bit low, 1-1. Brendan walked and was actually thrown out when a ball in the dirt blocked by the catcher didn't get far enough away. Brendan tried to head to second, and he was thrown out by Fair, the catcher. Wasn't really a caught stealing. I guess technically it probably was. There's a fastball hit sharply left side. The shortstop goes down on a knee. Schaefer throws over to second for one and beat it out at first base. But, boy, Posey showing a little bit of razzle-dazzle over there, going down, sliding down on that hard dirt. I don't know that he even needed to do that, but he was able to get the out at second base. So 6-4 in your scorebook. Safe at first on the fielder's choice is Roop, who runs well. And Chris Brew comes to the plate. Now, Chris reached on a throwing error by the third baseman in the second. Right-handed hitter standing in with one out now here in the fourth of a scoreless game. Brew asks for time. He and Whitwright have been taking an awful lot of time. He's grown a little weary with him in the first at-bat, asking for time several times. The catcher for Whitwright, Fair, are going to go out and have a little chat with him. Yes, indeedy. 50 years ago, man, landed and then set foot on the moon. Wow. Some kind of day. day to remember. If you're not old enough, a terrific documentary I saw on National Geographic using actual footage and stuff from those days. Didn't have any commentator, just strung together. It was really great. Throw over to first base. But there are quite a few of those out there on some of the networks and channels and so on. Pitcher has the ball. Good lead again over at first for Roop. He's not going anywhere. That one's over for a little bit low. Thought it was going to be a strike on Brew. Pretty good fastball. Chris ready to stand in again. Pitcher working now a little quicker. Brew waits. That one's high. Might have been a pitch out snap throw down to first and Roop back in sliding. Might have been a pitch out. And in that case, if you got a pitch out going and they don't go, oftentimes a catcher will try to see if he can catch the base runner sleeping. Since he's already up thinking about throwing anyway, didn't work. Swung on, bloop towards center field. Fletcher has a bead on it, and he'll make the catch in shallow center for out number two. So it'll be up to Kyle Schrodel to keep this thing going in the fourth. Schrodel struck out in the second. Kyle out in left field. He was a late addition to the lineup in left. I'm not sure. I believe he was going to catch tonight. But when both Machuca and Thompson came up hurting, both needing the day off, they had to switch some things around. So Tweet went out to right. Schrodel went out to left. And Horsley in the lineup. First pitch is over. Is rather a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. Nice lead now for Roop over at first. He's not going anywhere. Swung on, hit well towards left center. He got under it. It may stay in the park. Let's see. Turning now and watching. And no. Did he get it? Oh, my. What a catch out in center field by Jack Fletcher up against the wall. And you got to say, robbing Kyle Schrodel in that particular at-bat. He gave it a good charge. Thought he was going to get his first one, but it didn't happen. So no runs, no hits. A walk and a man left on base. We go to the top of the fifth. And it's still scoreless. The Northwest Star Nighthawks out of Portland against your Colt 45s on KCNR.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics. Ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
All righty, we go to the top of the fifth, moving right along. And no score in this game. Colt 45s and the Northwest Star Nighthawks out of Portland. For the team out of Portland, no runs, a hit, one error. Colt 45s, no runs, two hits. No errors. And the big right-hander, Eamon Velarde, has eight strikeouts now. Nine strikeouts, excuse me. And he is one shy of his season high and the team season high. Leadoff hitter is Schaefer, the third baseman, stands in, takes the first pitch. And it's a ball. Oh, it's a strike. I was just guessing 50-50 because errs, the home plate umpire, doesn't really make it clear sometimes. That's swung on and missed, so it's 0-2. This is the frozen fifth, so the fans are hoping that the Colt 45s can keep the Nighthawks scoreless again because then they get a discount on ice cream the rest of the inning. There's a changeup fouled off. Oh, went a while last night. They got a run in the – each team had a run in the first inning. It's the day before it stayed scoreless into the fifth. The first game between these two clubs, 0-2. There's a breaking ball, missed away, not by much. 1-2, tried to get him to chase it. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Velarde. Good velocity, bad location, up and away, 2-2. I'd like to see a gun on him tonight. They don't have their radar gun out, I don't believe, but Amon's throwing hard. 2-2 the pitch. He rocks back, big leg up, delivers, swung on, pop to left. Kyle Schrodel sees it and wanders over towards the foul line, makes the catch for out number one. That's just the second fly ball out of the game. And it brings up Carson Doyle. He struck out in the third his first time up. And Doyle has struggled in the series a little bit. He was 0 for 4 last night. Didn't play the opening game, so I shouldn't say in the series, but he struck out three times last night. He did get a walk and actually drove in a run with a bases-loaded walk. Takes a cut at the first pitch he sees, misses it 0-1. Right-hander asks for time as he gets set in the box. Velarde still working from the wind, missing away, trying to juice that one up a little bit, missed it. 1-1. Velarde, ball in his hand, reaches up, squares his cap away, now goes into the wind. 1-1 the pitch, slider missed inside, 2-1, not by much. Just throwing a few more of the breaking balls here. The catcher Luke Farah on deck. Farah, one of only two guys to reach base in this game against Damon. Here's a 2-1 delivery. Big right-hander. Throws the slider, swung on and missed. Strike two, 2-2. This is the Velarde we saw before he took those couple of weeks off. All the pitches working, fastball, good. Staying out in front. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled that one back out of play. Still pretty night. Seeing some beautiful peaks of Lassen. The Lassen peaks over to the west. We see those over the right field wall, as I've mentioned to you before. But those are the ones I really see clearly. And, of course, see the snow that's still up there and is always up on the backside. 2-2. That was the slider missed low. 3-2. But absolutely beautiful. There's the big trees around the fire station, the police station, kind of block out some of them, but old trees here in downtown Reading are important too. So here comes a payoff pitch from Velarde. That one on the outside corner, but just a little bit high, ball four. Didn't miss that one by much. Second walk of the game. Third base runner. And it brings up Luke Farah. He was the first base runner off of Velarde, and that was back in the third. We're in the fifth of a scoreless game here at Tiger Field. Thought runs might be a little tougher to come by with Thompson and Machuca out with injuries. We'll see if the Colt 45s can take up the slack when they come to the plate next inning. But they have run into some pretty good starting pitching for Portland. This one swung on, hit pretty well towards left center, but Andy Bayena in left center in front of the track makes the catch for out number two. That's probably the hardest hit ball, I would say, off of Amon, if not the double. That was a hit off of him by Ogata. Jeremy Martin now comes to the plate with a man at first and two outs. Martin, one of those nine strikeout victims in the third. In the first game against the Colt 45s, he was 0-for-3 with a foul out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Those were against Marquez. Marquez and of course, solid starting performance that night. Here's a 1-0 pitch coming. Runner not going. It's inside. 2-0. So Amon falling behind these last couple of guys a little bit. Velarde's thrown 75 pitches. This deep into the summer, he should be good to go a few more innings. He's gone pretty deep into a few of these counts. Runner's going. The throw down to second on the ball. It's bang, bang, and he got him. Group made the tag. Horsley with a bullet throw right on the spot. So caught stealing. 2-6. And we'll go to the bottom of inning number 5. Still scoreless. Colts 45s and the Northwest Star Nighthawks. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Laughter time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, Black Bear feels like home.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning. Build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth, a scoreless game between the Colt 45s and Portland's Northwest Star Nighthawks. The man who made a perfect throw to second to catch the would-be base stealer, Nick Horsley, will lead things off here in the fifth. He fouled out to the third baseman in the second. Colt 45s have had a base runner in each inning. They have a couple of infield hits. But really,
leading up to the Colt 45, catcher Nick Horsley.
Their best hit ball has been tracked down by the center fielder for them, who's made a couple of really dazzling plays, one up against the wall and the other a diving catch. Horsley's first pitch to him is fouled back out of play. Good to see Nick up there hacking. I think he's hurt himself sometimes this summer, especially in the throes of that slump he was in that – I think he'd find himself 0-2 so fast in the count. And he's been up there taking his hit by watching pitches. He's up there swinging. He pops up, hits this one right side. It's in the air and should be playable by their right fielder who makes the catch for out number one. Connor McCoyne out of the plate. Connor had an infield hit in the third. He went second on a wild pitch and thought he was going to score with two outs. And Peyton Edwards launched one, but center fielder made a good catch, and that was that. He made a diving catch, I should say, to end that inning. First pitch to McCoy is a ball, 1-0. So Connor hitting .245 this summer, no homers, 6 runs batted in, but he has 15 walks in just 17 games. So he's gotten on base. His on-base percentage is .420, and he's got more and more comfortable hitting at this level. He'll be going to Shasta College, coming out of high school. This one swung on, hit left side through the hole, knocked down by their shortstop, but no chance to get him. I'll tell you, Posey shows pretty good range over there at short, but... That's an infield hit for McCoy, his second of the game. And it brings up Andy Baena. And Baena has lifted fly balls to left in the first and third innings. He showed bunt his first at-bat here with one out. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't do it again. The third baseman, Schaefer, now coming in a little bit. He's not in too close. Not in expecting a bunt. Let's see what Baena does. not a big lead at first for McCoy. Bounced up there. The catcher scoops it, though. Keeps it not only in front of him, but in his glove. And McCoy not going anywhere. A ball and no strikes the count. Right-handed hitter. Rocks back and forth a bit in the box. Lifts his front foot until he's ready now to step into it. Ooh, that one was over in a strike. Andy probably wishes he maybe had been ready to swing on that one, because I think that's what he was looking for. 1-1 the count. Whitwright has looked pretty good tonight. They've had solid starts each night. Here's the 1-1. Runner's going. Bounced up there. No chance to get him. Stolen base from McCoy. So for the kid, that is his eighth steal since joining the team. Bayena has a 2-1 count. Yeah, that one was a ball. It was in the dirt. Now with a man in scoring position and one out, Bayena a chance. And he's come up with some pretty big hits this summer. He has 23 runs batted in, and that's mostly hitting in the 9 spot. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Fastball outside, 3-1. So let's see what Andy's looking for here on a 3-1 count. Will he get another fastball? Whitwright has a good one. So he's tried to slip it by some guys, and he's been successful. I mean, they only have 3 infield hits. I mean, McCoy's would have been hits anyway. That one's over inside corner, called for a strike. Andy was kind of thinking he might have gotten a walk out of it, but no. Here's the full count delivery with one out, man at second. Whitwright looks in for the sign. The lefty comes to the stretch and delivers. And swung on, missed the breaking ball, strike 3. Andy was trying to do something with it. He was eager. Goes down on strikes. So it brings up Julian Kadama. Kadama is 1-for-2. Infield hit in the first and a bounce out to second in the third. Will Whitwright get out of another jam? I mean, he's had base runners every inning, but they haven't been able to get the big hit. Fastball swung on, popped up in the infield, playable. Second baseman calls for it and makes the catch. And just like that, no runs, a hit. And one stolen base leaves that man on second base. We go to the top of the sixth. Still scoreless, Colt 45s and Portland's Northwest Nighthawks. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The Cascade Theater presents 4 free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities, and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. 4 films, 4 Sundays in July, sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, it is another tight game, another good, strong pitching performance, and a pitcher's duel. And Eamon Velarde is certainly holding up his part. He will face the 9-1-2 hitters in the lineup for the team on your scorecard listed as, I'm sorry, on your schedule listed as the Portland Stars or the Portland All-Stars. This one bounced left side. Velarde from his backside tries to throw, and that was a mistake. He threw it away. And head running down to second is Jeremy Martin. So Martin reaches on an infield hit, the plate bouncer, but then an error, throwing error, You're not going to throw guys out from your backside very often. I'm sure Eamon knows it. Martin showed good speed, so the concern there was he going to head to third? Now Velarde's going to have a little chat with Horsley, and they're going to talk about the leadoff hitter, Fletcher. Fletcher also has good speed. He might think about putting one down, bunting one. Kodama would have to stay at home, and Velarde would have to field anything to the third base side. So if you're Fletcher and you're thinking, hey, I want to bunt, probably not going to bunt first base side. You want to push it up the third base side, try to either get it right on the line or force Velarde to make a play behind the pitcher's mound. We'll see. He squares the bunt, pulls back, bounced up there, but Horsley blocks it, keeps it in front, 1-0. He's asking for time now. Velarde is, and he's going to talk to Horsley again with Fletcher showing bunt. They want to just make sure they understand their defensive responsibilities here. And Brew is in on the grass. Now, Kadama's there in case the ball, obviously, butcher boys or swings away, but he can't come charging in. Somebody has to cover third. And that would be him. So Kodama's looking. They're seeing. He pulls back. They think they got to throw it second, and Horsley throws it down. Roop almost came down with the tag. That was a strike. He showed bunt, but pulled back, but it was still called a strike. Fletcher looking down again for the sign from Dyer in the third base box. Waiting on a 1-1, showing bunt again. Gets it first base side. Brew looks to third, now turns and throws to first where McCoy was covering for him. So the sacrifice was executed well and defensed well. Only play, really. Would have been a mistake for Brew to try to get the speedy runner over at third. So it goes down in the book as a sacrifice 3-4. And it brings up Brooks Dyer, the number two hitter. He's 0-2, struck out in the first. Flew to seven in the scorebook. Flew to left in the fourth. Good fastball from Velarde. Might have been his best one tonight. It was over for a strike. Eamon working quickly now here with one out. Oh, he goes high. Horsley, it pops out of his glove. Velarde covering the play at the plate. Bang, bang, ball kicked loose. Run scores. It's 1-0. On a ball that got away. Not sure if it'll be ruled a pass ball or a wild pitch, but that's a tough one. Eamon a little late getting there, and Nick a little bit late maybe pouncing on it, but there was no hesitation on the part of Jeremy Martin, and that's what made the difference. 1-1, inside corner, just a little bit inside, 2-1. They did rule that a wild pitch. Did he just hit him? He didn't even try to move. Oh, my goodness. Hate that about college baseball. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Guy's got to try to get out of the way. So Dyer down at first. Okay, so Ogata to the plate. Ogata's shown a little pop. He had that double back in the fourth. Only extra base hit of the night. And not just for the Nighthawks, for either team. Taps the outside of the plate, then the center of the plate now waits. Velarde back in the stretch. Good lead at first for Dyer. Does not look over there. Swung on. Sawed off his bat. Slow roller left side. Kodama bare hand throw, and he won't get him at first. Brew knocked it down. Kodama might have gotten him with a perfect throw, but that's got to be an infield hit. Saw it off the bat. Nope, they gave him an error. How about that? So if he doesn't throw the ball away, pull Brew off the bag, then it's an out. Kodama hit with the error there. So the runner at second is Dyer. He had to hold, actually. We chose to hold there. Ogata at first. Well, Dyer was at first. Excuse me. He went to second. So Velarde's fastball fouled back out of play.
Right snap.
Action in the Colt 45's bullpen. The left-hander throwing. Raised his cap. Said he's ready. That's Colby Milligan. No ball, one strike pitch coming. Change up. Oh, Horsley can't get it. It's back to the screen. Runners will all move up. So wheels kind of wobbling here for Eamon Velarde in the sixth. Eamon has thrown 85 pitches. It's not his tops. I think he's thrown 100 pitches in that in a game. 1-1 count. Runners on second and third. Corner infielders are in. The others are back. Swung on, sawed off bat again to third. Kodama comes to the plate. Tag there, and the ball kicked loose. Would have had him, but the ball was kicked loose. It'll be an error on Horsley. Tough luck. That's tough luck as a catcher because you're just making the sweep tag and, you know, bang, bang, it happens. But he's gotten two broken bat rollers. Now, Barrett Fasking's going to go out and talk to Eamon. I mean, the third time through the lineup, they're making contact on him now. But again, those last couple were, one of these was an infield hit, and the other two, broken bats. And that's going to be it for Velarde. They're going to go to Colby Milligan. So Eamon, a good job, but he's going to leave with a 2-0 deficit. The runners on base will belong to him. We'll be back to tell you about his replacement, this pitching change, on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but next brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colby Milligan, the left-hander, making his fourth relief appearance, his ninth appearance of the summer. He has a 1-2 record, 6.84 earned run average. He's allowed just 22 hits and 25 innings pitched. For a lot of the guys, walks have been the problem. It's not uncommon for college pitchers. 20 walks and 25 innings, 21 strikeouts as well. For the big left-hander, 6'3", 210. Out of Shasta College. He lives in Reading, of course, now. And the big left-hander is going to be attending University of Texas Permian Basin to pitch as a starter. Runner going first pitch, fastball. He didn't even look at him. With men on the corners, they let him steal. So stolen base, puts men on second and third. Posey at second. Ogata at third. We have just one out. The right-handed hitter is Taylor Burcham. No balls and a strike to count. Corner infielders are in again. Time is called. Milligan has a good fastball. He's always thrown hard. Working on other things this summer, as all these guys do. Nice big kick. He really cocks that ball back in his left arm, in his pitching arm. And he goes into his motion. That one missed a little inside, 1-1. It's one of those scenarios where you really would love to get a strikeout. But it looked like Eamon Velarde was going to smash his season mark. He had 9 strikeouts through the first 4 innings. And then something else happened. Bouncer towards second. Another run will score. They'll take the out. You would not have been able to get him at the plate. I don't know why the fans would be booing that. It'll be an unearned run, but a run nevertheless. Posey moves over to third, and that's out number two. We got a pinch hitter here. Hitting for Schaefer, Brad Grant, little guy, right-handed hitter out of Benedictine University. Grant swings at the first pitch he sees, hits it to third. Kodama fields it. Can't beat it with a stick. It's an error. So, a wobbly sixth again here tonight. That one big inning is... Last night it was the fourth inning. That's the third error of this inning. Grant reaches... Posey scores. It's now 4-0. And Carson Doyle, the right-handed batter, comes to the plate. He walked and was caught stealing in the fifth. Struck out back in the third. Colby Milligan has done his job. I mean, he got the ground out. But now he's got to get another one. Now has to get another one. No ball, one strike pitch. Looks over at first. Pretty good lead there for Grant. It's not going. Change up over for a strike. 0-2 quickly. Now the question is, can the Colt 45s mentally reset after this letdown of an inning? That's what you have to do. You have to put it out of your mind. It's just a 4-0 game. You have four more at-bats, but you don't want to let this linger. I think they kind of did that last night. Fastball swung on and missed. Struck him out. So a big strikeout for Milligan. But we finally have some runs on the board. The Northwest Star Nighthawks put four on the board, and they got a lot of help. Only one hit. It was an infield hit. There were three errors in that inning and one man left on base. We head now to the bottom of the sixth. Time for the Colt 45's bats to wake up. Trailing 4-0 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, let's see if the Colt 45s have come out focused here in the bottom of the sixth, now trailing 4-0 after an inning that included three errors and only one infield hit, but produced four runs and chased Eamon Velarde. We've had pretty good pitchers matchups, and we've seen three good starting pitchers from the Nighthawks. First game, it was Rush, who went 4 2/3, didn't give up an earned run, just one hit. But he ran out of gas. And then last night, it was Vickers, who went 7 innings, didn't give up an earned run, scattered 6 hits. Peyton Edwards leading it off, hits it high towards right field. And it's playable. That's Martin making the catch for out number one. Colt 45 has been getting the ball up in the air. I mean, it's... Let's see, of the outs, they have only struck out twice tonight, and there have only been one, one ground ball out. There was another error by their third baseman, so potentially, but most everything's been up in the air, so they're just, they're making contact, just not getting it hot. That one's hit sharply towards third. The new third baseman reaches up, makes the catch, makes the play, and throws out Tanner Tweed for out number two. That was the replacement over at third, Brad Grant. And I think he is a much more nimble third baseman over there than Schaefer. So at least they hit that one hard. Tweed got the nose on it. And brings up Brendan Roop. The Fort Scott Greyhound, shortstop, he's 0 for 1 tonight. Walked in the second, hit into a fielder's choice, shortstop, made a nice play on it to get the runner at second in the fourth. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Good cut, he's seeing it well, fouled it back, but Whitwright got to be getting near his... Not as deep in pitch count as Velarde was. Amon had 87 pitches. Whitwright is at 72. And his strike-to-ball ratio is better than 2-1. Swung on, bounce, foul left side. Nobody throwing in the Cole 45's pen. They do have some activity in the bullpen for the Nighthawks, but it's up again, down again. I think they're just trying to keep a couple of guys ready in case Whitwright either reaches his pitch count or tires. Here's the pitch, swung on, hit pretty well, but in the air, not too deep. Towards right center, the right fielder lost it for a moment, but then calls off the center fielder to make the catch. The Cole 45s go down in order, not what you were hoping for, after giving up those four runs in the top of the inning. You could hear crickets out here right now. They'll have to keep them right where they're at. Trailing 4-0, going to the top of the seventh here on KCNR.
The new Christy Minstrels are returning to Rennie's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. The new Christy Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christy Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Colby Millick, seems like he just came in, but that was a very fast 1-2-3 inning. Colt 45's in the bottom half of the sixth. Not what they wanted after giving up those four runs in the sixth. And those four runs, I believe three of them were unearned. No, they were all considered to be unearned. Velarde left 5 1/3, giving up just two hits. And one of them was hard hit. He allowed just two walks, but then wasn't making the pitches. They were starting to get on him, and they wanted to give a different look, so they brought in Milligan. Left-hander now facing the right-handed hitting catcher, Luke Ferry. He's 0-for-1, flew to center to end the fifth, walked back in the third. Good fastball to start it off on the outside corner from the wind. Strike one. As I mentioned, Colby will be slated for a starting role down at Texas Permian Basin. And he made the choice to go to school there. They have a really strong, I believe it's a Division II program, a little bit of a powerhouse down there. But he's going sight unseen. He's not been to campus, but he's convinced it's the place for him. There's the curveball over for a strike, 1-2. Milligan, working from the wind, likes to hold the ball in his glove right in front of his face until he gets the sign, then rocks back. Briefly, you see the ball when he cocks it. If you're the hitter, you might see it flash. So it could be a little distracting, but then you don't see the ball in his hand again. It could be hard to pick up if his fastball is really working. A ball and two strikes. He fouled that one back. Not one inside. 2-2. Four runs, two hits, one error for the Northwest Star Nighthawks. No runs, three hits, four errors for the Colt 45s. Those errors killed them last night and are killing them tonight so far. Fastball up, 3-2. So Eamon Velarde, I believe you'd say he deserved a better fate. But again, Colt 45s have three more at-bats. So the way I put it is you have a third of your game left, one-third of the game left to try to score four runs. You certainly can do that. Milligan, though, misses on that pitch. It's ball four. And he's calling for Horsley to come on out and have a talk with him, make sure they're on the same page here. So down to first on the leadoff walk is Farrah, the catcher. He walked back in the third, so he's shown pretty good patience up there. Now Jeremy Martin comes to the plate. That infield hit last inning just kind of started the whole mess. Martin batting left. An infield hit. It was like a chopper in front. Then Velarde, misguided, made a throw into the... Actually, there were four errors in that inning, so I should correct myself. Made a throw into the... almost out to the bullpen. Popped up, foul, going to be out of play. Almost needed my net there, but wasn't feeling it. Showing bunt. So Jeremy Martin, as mentioned, he would then was sacrificed over to third and scored on a play where the catcher dropped the ball at the plate. Or no, he didn't. Excuse me. That was Dyer. I apologize. Plate bouncer foul territory. Horsley fielded it, but it was called foul right away. The plate bouncer, after it bounces off the plate, then where is the ball when you catch it? And it was in foul territory when he caught it. Once the ball hits the ground, then the umpire uses the plane, if that makes sense. But if it hasn't hit the ground and flies over the base, for example, at first or third, and has not hit the ground and then hooks foul, it's foul. Doesn't matter if it was fair when it went over the base. But once it hits the ground, then it, wherever it is touched is where it will be ruled. That's called for a strike three. Wow, big one. Colby needed it. Out number one. Again, runner at first is the catcher, but I think he has one stolen base this summer. Looked to us like he moved pretty well. Jack Fletcher, now they're top of the order. He's officially 0 for 2. He had that sacrifice last inning that moved Martin over to third. And then it just got ugly from there. There was a hit batter, an error, ground out, an error. You know the drill. One bad inning can spoil the whole bunch, baby. It's not over yet, though. Swung on, fouled off right side. A lot of baseball left to be played. How do you respond? That's what all teams have to ask themselves, how all athletes have to ask themselves. How do you respond to adversity? Fans are still here. They're still expecting it, expecting the Colt 45s to mount a comeback. So are they, I hope. Milligan working from the stretch again. Got no one count now. One out here in the top of the seventh. Game's moving right along. Looks over at Farrah. He's running. He's got him picked off. Brook, though, can't handle the ball in his glove, so would have had him at second base. It'll be a stolen base. I mean, they had him picked off. He ran before Milligan even started. And so that's error number five. Will they give him an error? Or will they just give him a stolen base? 0-1 the pitch. Change up. Missed high. 1-1. I don't know why they gave him a balk. I didn't see the sign balk. I think he had him picked off. Here's a 1-1 pitch, but they ruled it as a balk, but I think that's just a mistake. Swung on, hit well to center. Bayena going back, reaches up, makes the catch. Runner fakes tagging at second, but won't go.
Now batting here, batter Brooks Dyer.
And that's out number two. Well, maybe I missed it. Maybe they did call it a balk. And in that case, then it wouldn't have been a